From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Harvard Divinity School is under pressure to return a multi-million-dollar gift from the president of the United Arab Emirates. Some students say the money is tainted. They're questioning the donor's connection to an Arab think tank that they call anti-Semitic and anti-American. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
These are hard times to raise $2.5 million, and even harder times to give that kind of money back. But that's exactly what Harvard University's Divinity School may decide to do. Dean William Graham says he's still looking into a gift from United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, and what links he may have to an Arab think tank called the Zayed Center for Coordination and Follow-Up. He declined to comment for this report, but in a written statement, the dean calls some of the center's activities, quote, extremely offensive. For example, the center has promoted speakers who deny the Holocaust and who claim the U.S. government was behind the September 11th attacks. On its website, the center says it was, quote, established in fulfillment of the vision of His Highness Sheikh Zayed.
This individual promotes so many things that are distasteful and abhorrent and disturbing, and I have a major problem with that.
Harvard theology student Rachel Fish was the first to question the gift. She says a school like Harvard that is supposed to stand for the principles of religious tolerance has to give the money back as a matter of academic and moral integrity.
Harvard would never accept funds from an individual associated with the Ku Klux Klan or any other racist organization. So what is the difference here?
But if Harvard does give the money back, there's concern about where it will end. There is plenty of money at Harvard and elsewhere that could be considered tainted, going back to the robber baron money of the Carnegies and the Rockefellers. More recently, Harvard caused a stir when it took a $2 million gift from a half-brother of Osama bin Laden. The school kept the money, saying it was from the family's legitimate business. Also, a student editorial last week points to what it calls the embarrassment that a main building at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government is named for A. Alfred Taubman, the former chair of Sotheby's who went to prison for price-fixing. Ronaldo Rosario Recupero is editorial co-chair of the Harvard Crimson.
Now, do you want that kind of name on the School for Good Government? It brings a lot of things into question. I mean, at what point does the university reserve the right to name its buildings after people who reflect its values?
Most would agree the line should be drawn somewhere short of criminal. But where? Some, like free speech activist and attorney Harvey Silverglate, say it's a dangerous thing to start imposing morality tests on donors.
I don't think liberal arts universities should be making decisions as to who is and who is not pure of thought. And by the way, that's a pretty short step from political tests for people that we're going to hire as deans and people we're going to hire as professors. And I think it will eventually leach into the intellectual aspects of the university.
Some Islamic students at Harvard are worried that the current political climate may prompt a rush to judgment. They want a careful investigation before Harvard gives the money back. No one wants to be associated with racism or hatred, says divinity student Melinda Crocus, but this money comes with no strings attached and would fund a professor of Islamic studies that she says is sorely needed.
I think it could do much good in this country to learn about Islam as a religion, and I feel as a Muslim student who would like to see that there, very saddened that there's a chance that it might go away. I mean, ethically, I'm going through that in myself. It's not an easy ethical decision.
Nor is it a decision universities are eager to deal with. Just a few schools have actually given large sums of money back or removed donors' names from buildings, and even fewer seem willing to deal with the issue up front. Peter Frumkin, a professor with Harvard's Hauser Center for Nonprofit Organizations, says fundraisers are loath to even broach the subject when courting would-be donors.
Can you imagine the donor's reaction if presented with a taint clause connected to a gift? Asking a donor for a promise of good behavior is like demanding a prenuptial from a potential spouse. It's not the greatest way to get a relationship going.
There's also a sense among fundraisers that taking bad money may not be all so bad if what they're doing is investing it in good. They see a certain justice, for example, in taking money from a group that may promote hate and using it to teach tolerance. The founder of the Salvation Army, General William Booth, once spoke to the issue, saying he would take money from almost anyone if it meant more help for the needy. He believed that dirty money was washed clean that way. As Booth is said to have put it, The only thing wrong with tainted money is just that it taint enough. Tovia Smith, NPR News.